from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
On the Steve Cochran Show, all-time top 10. Crank this up, Super Joe. It's a sweet love song in case you're not familiar with it. Who's that knocking on my door? Remember this, that's got to be a quarter to four. Is that you again coming around for more? Rod Stewart, Hot Legs. Who said the 70s sucked?
Not me.
It's 712, Bridget Gaynor and Pat Brady in a second. Did we ever find, is the president calling? Do we know? Do we have any information on that? Is the president actually dialing in? Still waiting? Let me know when he's ready to go. At 7:13, I'd like to talk to both of you coming up, by the way. And hi, Bridget.
Hey.
I think I ever gave you a proper introduction.
Good morning. We got right into rectal thermometer.
We did right at the top. Oh,
Lady Loser.
Sorry.
Speaking of...
It's just weird that you would say that. Let me grab it here. Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, Cochran. I hope you had a great Amazon Prime Day yesterday. And today, I hope you're enjoying your pasture Prime Day as well.
Yeah, listen, big story this week, obviously, your tweets.
Okay, excuse me, but do we need to... I mean, come on, why do we have to keep talking about this? What do I have to do? Release my tax returns? For the last time, I didn't do this.
What?
Everybody who really knows me absolutely knows that I could never have sent out those tweets. Ain't that right, Mike?
Yes, and let me just say, Your Eminence, that I absolutely know for a fact that you did not send out those tweets. There were no randomly capitalized words, inappropriate punctuation, and everything was completely spelled correctly, so it was quite obviously not you.
See, Mike knows. Did you take my phone over the weekend, Mike?
Well, yes, my liege, but only to hand it to the Uber Eats driver who delivered your Burger King to the residence. He must have done it. I gave it to the Uber Eats guy, and I was trying to tip him, and he had to type in his name. It had like 15 consonants in it. The whole transaction was very overwhelming.
I'm exhausted just hearing you recount it for us, Mike. Wow.
Well, yes, sir, you didn't or you did. Like, the tweets have fired up a lot of people, so... The House of Representatives did something they haven't done in 100 years. They voted to condemn you, the President of the United States.
Condemn. Now, if they condemn you, is that legal trouble? I mean, can they sue me? Can they subpoena me? Will I be impeached if I'm condemned? Mike, help me out here.
No, not at all, sir.
Then who cares? Condemn away, losers. And by the way, it's absolutely outrageous to say that I would tweet those horribly offensive things, especially because my phone was stolen. But look, why would I intentionally offend people of color when I'm a man of tremendous color myself? They call me orange all the time. Orange. Orange is the new black, and I couldn't be more supportive.
Completely logical. Now, what do you say to the people who've called you racist?
You mean like Kellyanne Conway's husband, Fred Flintstone?
Yeah, that'd be him. Yeah.
Donald J. Trump is the most non-racist person in the history of racism, okay? I don't have a racist bone in my body. My body. Even my bones have black friends. No, really. My doctor did a complete screening of my entire body. X-ray, CAT scan, MRI, the whole deal. No racism anywhere in my body, period. Mm-hmm. Not only that, Cochran, I did the Ancestry.com DNA swab. Turns out I'm 100% American, 0% racist. That I can tell you.
Well, that's a relief. Look, can we talk about the four congresswomen in question? They call themselves the Squad. You said that if the four congresswomen hate this country, they ought to leave.
Of course. Look, bottom line is this, okay? We live in a great country. Great country. It's the home of baseball, Mom's Apple Pie, and the Spice Channel. Anyone who doesn't like our country is free to go. And by country, I mean me. Anyone who loves me can stay. The other 60%, bye-bye. That means more KFC for POTUS. But seriously, don't get me going with these freshman congresswomen, especially that Alexandria Ocasio pain in the butt Cortez. What a piece of work she is. You know, she's the same lady who holds up the line at Starbucks because she wants to make sure the coffee beans are ethically harvested.
Well, have you talked to Nancy Pelosi about any of this? I mean, does she support the congresswomen after all this? You've criticized her a lot.
You know what? I try not to talk to Nancy too much because, frankly, there's always the threat of her staring into your eyes too long and turning you into stone. We just try to keep the chit-chat to a minimum. But frankly, it's hard to believe all this is happening, Cochran. I get along fantastically well with women everywhere.
Well, except for Speaker Pelosi.
Right.
Well, okay, you got me there.
Your two ex-wives.
Yeah.
All nine of your previous maids at the penthouse?
All right, Mike.
Rosie O'Donnell, Bette Midler, Cher, Meryl Streep, and your daughter Tiffany.
Mike, don't you have a Diet Coke to go get me?
Your wish is my command, Your Grace.
Moving on, sir. You know, it's the major crackdown on asylum seekers. Can you tell us about that plan? I mean, how's it going to work?
It's already working. We're preventing refugees from seeking asylum in the U.S., mostly by making the U.S. seem like a hostile, combative place that's unpleasant to live in. So far, we're doing a pretty tremendous job.
I think you really are. New polls out show Biden beats you. You've called the polls fake. You're standing by your explanation?
Yeah, all the polls that show me losing to Biden are fake. I mean, if voters are in the market for an older, loud, out-of-touch white guy, they've already got one in office. If it ain't broke, don't fix it,
well,
okay? And really, to get real accurate poll results, there's only one poll you can look at, the Kremlin Daily Journal, which shows me winning the election by 98%. That seems a little low to me, but a win's a win.
Hey, by the way, did you hear the interview Biden did with Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC? He said if you brought up his age or mental state, he'd challenge you to a push-up contest.
First of all, can we just talk about Mika and Morning Joe for a second? What a pair they are. Those two have the sexual chemistry of an expired potato salad. And has Sleepy Joe completely lost it, Cochran? I mean, push-ups. Really? Look, if you're going to challenge somebody with push-ups, at least make them one-arm push-ups, which I can do 50 of easily in my sleep.
Okay.
I really can.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as Joe's mental capacity, wow, I think they pulled a little too hard during his last facelift and some of his brain squeezed out of his nose. Joe needs to get a grip, and I'm not talking about the one he puts on some gal at a campaign stuff.
Well, that's classy. Like, on that note, we've got to go, Mr. President, but thank you, as always, for calling.
Later, loser.
That's wow, he's wound up there. I've never heard Pence so in it.
Taking the bullet for
big time contributor.
Yep.
That Mike Pence.
Well, he had, what was that, binders full of women? He was ready to come up with the name.
Oh, he was just flipping through it, right?
Right.
Barely got through the first 30 pages.